Here's a thought I'll title, Print Size and the Wall. I'm assuming that most of you know about Parkinson's Law. Parkinson's Law says that the goods will expand to fill the available space, or there's a variation also that the job expands to fill the available time. Well, since we produce physical photographs, a lot anyway, Parkinson's Law is the one that pertains to us. The goods expand to fill the available space. Well, what space is available for photographs? For the longest time in the history of photography, what was available was the top of the bureau, the dresser. And so we had family snapshots and things there. But as soon as Stieglitz, and I blame him, I know I've talked about this before, but as soon as Stieglitz decided that the kissing cousin of photography was painting, and that the destination of photography needed to be matted and framed and hung on the wall like a painting, that set in motion something that I think we're still recovering from, or, well, maybe we're not recovering, maybe we're still swept up in. And that is, think of the size of a wall, any wall, in a house, in a building, in an office, in wherever. If there's a wall, how big is the wall? Well, that's all related to how big we are as human beings. So an average house will have at least a 6-foot wall, probably a 10-foot wall. That is to say, the ceiling is at 10 feet or 8 feet or something like that, because it's all based on the size of a home that's based on the size of a human being. And so walls are big things. And once we decided, Stieglitz decided, that photographs were destined for the wall, Parkinson's Law kicks in and the goods expand to fill the available space. So photographs have to be big. And most of the 20th century, in terms of the medium itself, was in pursuit of fitting the wall, of making bigger and bigger prints. And that meant having sharper lenses, having better film, having better techniques. Think Ansel Adams and all those books that told us how to make nice big enlargements. It also explains the megapixel race and the 30 by 40 inch prints that we're producing now in mass, at least so many photographers are, not me. And I know not all of you, but there's lots of photographers that are producing big prints because of Parkinson's Law, because the goods need to expand to fill the available space, and because we think of photographs on the wall, they're going to get bigger and bigger until they reach sort of a maximum, and maybe we're getting there now. When I start seeing 4-foot by 6-foot prints, one thing that occurs to me is, who's got wall space for that? How many people have a blank available, well-lit 4-foot by 6-foot place in their house to display a giant photograph? Corporate offices, they probably have more. You know, places like hospitals and stuff, they have lots and lots of walls. So there will always be a place for big prints to exist. But why would anybody need a photograph that's bigger than 4-foot by 6-foot, unless it's a billboard, I guess? So maybe the race for bigger and bigger prints is simply a function of the bigger and bigger walls, and as we've sort of topped out how big houses are, and to some degree office buildings and that kind of thing, maybe we've reached the limit on how big a photograph will eventually be. Maybe there's no need to make any bigger photographs than 4-foot by 6-foot. So maybe there will be an end in sight for the megapixel madness and for the giant print size madness. But I just can't help but see in real world observations that most people who I know who are interested in photography will have maybe a half a dozen or a dozen large prints in their home, and that's about all they have room for. And all the other photographs, by the hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands, they have, are relatively small, because they're in books. They're bound. And books are, as I've said before, I believe, the primary medium of photography, even more so than the original print. And a fascinating but strictly intellectual diversion, a question would be that if Stieglitz had not decided that photographs go on the wall and set in motion the Parkinson's law to fill the available space, if Stieglitz hadn't done that, would we today be making such large prints? If instead the proper medium for photography was perceived by the general public to be something that was handheld, like a book, would that be the size of most original photographs as well as reproductions in books? We'll never know. Stieglitz set size in motion. We're inundated with big prints, and if you make big prints, good for you. Have a ball. As for me, I just don't have room for them anywhere. So, thank goodness, lots of photographers are still producing relatively small prints, relatively manageable books, and that we can fill our lives with photography without needing to buy a bigger house.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.